Okay, magandang umaga po sa ating lahat. Sa mga kabataan, bawal gumawa ng ingay. Si Baby Noah lang exempted, okay? Pero yung hindi kayo si Baby Noah, bawal tayong mag-ingay para in respect po sa salita ng Panginoon. And if you are interested po ng study notes after the sermon, you can get it po dito. Hebrews chapter 6. Verses, binasa natin po kanina yung verses 12 to 20, but I'm just going to read verse 17 to 20 and then we'll pray. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17, the Bible says, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirm it by an oath, that by two immutable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation who have pled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Shall we pray? Ama namin Diyos po na dakila na makapangyarihan po sa lahat, kami po Ama ay lumalapit po sa inyo na humihingi po kami ng tulong sa pakikinig po na inyo pong salita. We pray na inyo pong salita ay maging pagpapala po sa bawat isa. I pray na ang Banal na Espiritu po ang magturo po sa amin. Tulungin niyo kami Ama na maitama ang aming pananampalataya sa pamagitan po na inyo pong salita. And we pray na patawarin niyo kami sa aming pong mga kasalanan. And I pray na tulungin nyo kami na magkaroon kami ng kalaguan sa mensahe po ito. Tulungin nyo kami sa ngalan po ng aming Panginoong Kristo. Amen. Now, pinag-aaralan po natin ang Book of Hebrews and nasa Hebrews chapter 6 na po tayo. At ang Hebrews chapter 6 po, ito po ay kumbaga parang ito po yung pagtigil how Apostle Paul in discussing the Lord Jesus Christ because of the situation of the believers who received the epistle. And we see here na in Hebrews chapter 6 verses 11 to 20, there are three things na makikita po tayo dito. First is the exhortation of Apostle Paul. The second thing in how Apostle Paul used Abraham as an example with regards to the promise of God. And the third thing is what is the promise of God? And how God promised to us. I mean, is God reliable sa kanyang mga pangako? And that's something that we're going to discuss. Now, unang bagay na makita natin, remember last week that in verse 11 and 12, this is the exhortation of Apostle Paul. Meaning, this is something that Paul encouraging to the believers na sinulatan niya. There are two things na mapapansin po kayo dito. Verse number 11, first is, Paul desire that everyone of them do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. That's the first exhortation of Apostle Paul. Meaning, Paul is expecting and desiring that everyone should show same diligence or earnestness to the full assurance of hope unto the end. Ibig sabihin po, si Apostle Paul, sa kanyang sinulatan, ay dinidesire niya, hinihingi niya, or kumbaga, kinukuha niya na ang bawat isa ay magkaroon ng punong pagtitiwala or kasiguraduhan sa kanilang pag-asa hanggang wakas. And that's my question sa inyo po. Ikaw ba sa umagang ito ay merong punong kasiguraduhan sa pag-asa hanggang wakas? And by the way, marami pong tao sa ating pong panahon doesn't have full assurance of hope. It with regards sa kanilang eternity. Ang tanong ko po sa inyo, kayo ba ay nakakasigurado ng higit with same diligence, with full assurance sa inyong pag-asa patungkol sa inyong hinaharap? Patungkol sa mga pangako ng Panginoon? Patungkol sa pangako ng buhay na walang hanggan? At tandaan niyo po ninyo, ang pagtungo po sa langit, kung hindi ka sa umagang ito nakakasigurado na ikaw ay pupunta sa langit pagkatapos ng kamatayan, 100%, you are not saved. Dahil ang isang ligtas po ay merong full assurance. And that's the encouragement ni Apostle Paul sa kanyang sinulatan, na magkaroon tayo ng full assurance of hope, ng pag-asa unto the end. Hindi po yung full assurance ang nakapagliligtas, because we know na ang nakapagliligtas lamang po ay repentance and faith. But kung ikaw ay ligtas na, anuman ang mangyari sa iyong buhay dito sa mundong ito, hindi dapat maapektuhan yung assurance mo sa pangako ng Panginoon ng kalangitan. And sa gitna ng karamdaman, sa gitna ng paghihirap, sa gitna ng pangangailangan, minsan yung ating assurance ay naapektuhan, pero hindi dapat tayo ganun. Whatever our situation, we should have same diligence. Every one of us should have the same diligence to the full assurance of hope. That's entire confidence of hope. Do you have the entire confidence ng pag-asa ng kalangitan at ng mga pangako ng Panginoon right now? Dahil tandaan niyo po, as we live sa physical na mundong ito, maaaring ang ating pananaw ay maapektuhan. Minsan, hindi na natin na-iseset yung ating affection on things above because of the circumstances, pero hindi dapat. The first exhortation na makikita natin dito is to have the same diligence. Every one of us, especially kung ikaw ay mananampalataya ngayon, we need to have the same diligence or full assurance of hope or entire confidence sa pag-asa sa mga pangako ng Panginoon at ng destination mo kung ikaw ay ligtas. The second one is Paul, the second exhortation of Apostle Paul with regards to the promises of God, we need, and Paul is exhorting that we need to be followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Maging kagaya tayo o tagasunod tayo ng mga unang mga mananampalataya na sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya and patience or endurance o pagtitiis ay nakuha nila ang pangako. Alam niyo ba ang buhay ng Kristiyano ay puno dapat ng pananampalataya at pagtitiis? Madalas po, ipinaparanas po ng Panginoon, tandaan niyo po, mga mananampalataya, ipinalaranas ng Panginoon ang mga bagay sa iyo, Kristiyano, upang magkaroon ka ng pananampalataya. Dahil ninanais ng Panginoon ang pananampalataya sa iyo. Kasi kung wala pang pananampalataya, imposibleng maluwalhati mo ang Panginoon. Yes, napunta ka every Sunday sa church, maawit ka ng mga awiting makalangit, pero ang sabi po ng Bible, or without faith, you cannot please God. It is impossible to please God. Now, how is your faith right now? How is your patience right now? Ang patience po na tinutukoy dito, hindi yung patience na ay matagal ka nang naghihintay to someone, it's the different patience po. The patience here is endurance. While you're waiting sa mga pangako ng Panginoon, how you endure. Go in James chapter 1, verse 3, and James mentions something about faith and patience here. Now, in James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, James chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, knowing this, verse 3, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Trying of your faith worketh patience. Habang sinusubok ng Diyos through diverse temptation or diverse testing na nararanasan mo, Kristiyano, ang pananampalataya mo ay nagre-resulta ng patience or endurance. Na minsan, may pangako kang hinihintay sa Panginoon, and we're going to see some of the promises of God para sa mga mananampalataya. Pero minsan, hindi mo makita yung pangako ng Panginoon. Ninanais ng Panginoon na ma-exercise ang pananampalataya upang ito'y magresulta ng endurance. At yan ang kalalagayan natin bilang mga mananampalataya. Tandaan niyo po, kung ikaw ay Kristiyano right now, hindi po yan parang wala ng problema, wala ng pagsubok, wala ng karamdaman, wala ng pangangailangan. Dahil gusto ng Panginoon na maluwalhati natin siya through our faith. God wants God wants us to have faith on Him through the circumstances that we experience in this life. And we see here the second exhortation dito na binanggit ni Pablo with regards sa pangako ng Panginoon, not only to have the same diligence of full assurance that we have entire confidence sa pangako ng Panginoon. Na anuman ang mangyari, we are trusting sa Panginoon at sa kanyang mga pangako. That's the first exhortation. Pangalawang exhortation is, maging katulad tayo ng mga maunang mga mananampalataya na sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya nila at sa kanilang pagtitiis, ay nakuha nila ang pangako. And by the way, yung mga Bible characters na nababasa natin sa Bible, those are the people that we should follow.
Mm-hmm.
Just think about how Joshua had faith during the conquering of the promised land. Just think about Abraham sa pangako ng Panginoon sa kanya. And we'll see Abraham in the context. Just see yung mga Gideon. Just look at those people. We need to follow them because those people inherit the promise of God with faith and patience. And that's the same thing sa ating pong panahon. You can inherit the promise of God, but that is not just something like winning in a lottery na madali lamang po. You need to have patience and faith. Because faith, what is faith, by the way? Faith is the substance of things hoped for and also the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance. Faith is scientific. It's a substance. It's something that we cannot see right now, but it's real. It's a substance of the things hoped for. It's also the evidence of things not seen. That's faith. Do you have that right now? And patience means endurance, long-suffering, and perseverance. So those are the two exhortations of Apostle Paul with regards sa promise ng Panginoon. Ang question ko sa inyo pong umaga right now, especially sa mga mananampalataya, do you have that right now? Why? Kung meron ka right now, I just want to test kung meron nga. Don't answer it. You can answer it personally. But it could help you by thinking of these things. Bakit kung merong pagsubok sa buhay, bakit ka nangangamba? Remember, during the Lord Jesus Christ and His disciple traveling sa Galilee, sa Sea of Galilee, and there was a tempest, there were rain, and Jesus Christ was sleeping. Remember the time that the apostle said, Master, carest not thou that we perish? And according to context, if you read the context, the Lord Jesus Christ rebuked the disciple. Why are ye so fearful? How is that ye have no faith? And that's a shocking. Just think about that. They are in the midst of the rain and they could all die. And they got afraid. And do you think that the Lord Jesus Christ encouraged them? And think na, wait, okay, I know the situation. No, they rebuke. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke His disciple. Bakit kayo natatakot? Paano nangyaring wala kayong pananampalataya? And the question right now is, sa pagsubok na nilalanasan mo, Kristiyano, ngayon, ikaw ba ay natatakot? Paano nangyari na wala kang pananampalataya? Do you have the full assurance of hope? Do you have the full assurance of hope? Naaaring yung mga Bible characters na binabasa natin, minsan tinuturo natin sa mga kabataan, that's a good thing. But are you follower of them? Do you set them as your example sa bawat pagsubok ng buhay? Do you set them as an example? Na kung paano, halimbawa, meron kang karamdaman, wait, Job had a worse disease than mine. Kung meron kang pagsubok sa buhay na parang imposible, just think about Gideon and any other Bible characters. Use them. Be follower of them. And you will see yung mga Bible characters na in-explain ni Pablo sa Hebrews chapter 11. But those are the two exhortations. Una, we need to have the same diligence. Every one of us, every believer, should have the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. The second is to be follower of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. The second part na mapapansin po natin in these passages is kung paano ginamit ni Pablo yung pangako ng Diyos kay Abraham, how Paul used the promise of God to Abraham as an our example in our time. We see in verse number 13, "For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, and multiplying I will multiply thee." Yan po ang pangako ni Abraham, ng Panginoon kay Abraham in Genesis chapter 22. And there are only few instances sa Bible, I think 5 instances, na ang Panginoon ay nangako by himself. Because Paul explained here in verse 13, "And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise." Now, verse 16, "For men verily swear by the greater." Ibig sabihin, sa karaniwan, ang mga tao ay nangangako sa harapan ng masigit sa kanya. Halimbawa, ako yung mangangako ako sa someone na greater than me. Halimbawa, sa barangay captain, or sa konsehal, or sa mayor. Yun ang pangangako ko. Pero dito sabi ni Pablo, dahil wala nang masigit sa Diyos, because He is the highest sa lahat in rank, He swear by Himself. Ano yung pangako niya kay Abraham? Na surely, saying surely, blessing, I will bless thee, and multiplying, I will multiply thee. Because ang mga tao ay nangangako ng higit, pero dahil wala ng higit kesa sa Diyos, ang Diyos ay nangako by Himself. And also here, we see in verse number 16, "An oath for confirmation is to them an end of all strife." Ang mga tao po, tingnan niyo po ito, sa bawat sitwasyon, sa bawat kaguluhan, upang maresolba ang strife sa both parties, nagkakaroon sila ng pangakuan. Halimbawa, nagkakaroon ng demandahan. Pagkapupunta sila halimbawa sa barangay captain, ang gagawin ng barangay ng barangay, hindi naman para masigit silang magkagulo. Nagkakaroon sila ng oath, nangangako ako, sige, nangangako ako na babayaran ko na lamang yung aking naging pinsala. Ito yung pangako ko sa harapan ng barangay captain, para tayo magkasundo na. Yun ang sinasabi dito ni Pablo. Yung both parties na merong strife sa kanilang pagitan, ang oath ang nagpapawala ng strife between those parties. At dito sa pamamagitan ng dalawang kalalagayan na yun, na ang tao ay nangangako ng masigit sa harapan ng higit sa kanya, at sa pamamagitan ng oath, nareresolba ang strife, the way ang Panginoon ay nangako kay Abraham ay magkagayon din. Ang Panginoon ay nangako sa pamamagitan ng kanyang sarili. Because there's no greater than God. At pangalawa, sabi doon, verse number 17, "Wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel, confirm it by an oath." The same thing. Kapag ka ang Diyos ay nangangako, He confirm. Actually, yung kanyang planned purpose, the unchangeable purpose niya, it was confirmed by an oath. At titingnan natin yan later on. Pero dito makikita natin, the second part na gusto ko pong pansinin ninyo, ginamit ng Diyos ang pangako niya kay Abraham, na nangako siya sa pamamagitan ng kanyang sarili. At ang tanong, ito ba ay natupad? Just think about Abraham. Nung si Abraham po ay pinangakuan ng Diyos yung pangakong ito, na siya'y magiging ama ng maraming nasyon, siya po ay pinangakuan at age 75. Alam niyo po ba gaano katagal ang hinintay ni Abraham bago makamit ang pangakong ito? 25 years. Bago niya nakuha yung pangakong yun. Just think about that. Merong instance pa nga na nagmadali si na Abraham at ang kanyang asawa si Sarah. At age 83, hindi sila makapaghintay sa pangako ng Diyos. Panginoon, 8 taon na ang nakalipas, wala pa rin kami anak. And what Sarah and Abraham did? Dun sa nakisiping si Abraham sa maid ni Sarah. Pero, just think about na si Abraham, by patience and faith, waited for 25 years. At nakita niya ang pagsilang ni Isaac. Ang Hebrews chapter 11, tingnan niyo po quickly, Hebrews chapter 11, in verse number 13, Hebrews 11:13, basahin po natin ng sabay-sabay. Ready? Read.
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed they were strangers and pilgrims of the earth.
Ito po yung patungkol kina Abraham, na hindi nila nakuha talaga yung pangako na magiging ama siya ng maraming nasyon. Hindi nila first-hand nasaksihan, dahil we know na ang fulfillment ay naganap kay Jacob. Kung paano nagkaroon ng 12 anak si Jacob at doon nang galing po ang bansang Israel. Pero, just look at how Paul explained, Abraham and Sarah, having seen them afar off, nakita nila and they saw na ang pangako ng Panginoon ay tunay sa kanila. Having seen them afar off. Na kahit hindi nila person na experience yung pangako ng Panginoon, kahit kay Jacob na na-fulfill literally yung pagkakaroon ng maraming anak, ay nakita nila yun sa pamagitan ng pananampalataya. And that, dapat maging ganun din ang ating katatayuan bilang Kristiyano. Nagawin nating ehemplo si Abraham na sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya at ng pagtitiis, ng patience, endurance, ay mapanghawakan natin ang pangako ng Panginoon. And lastly, ito po yung main part ng ating message, is paano ba mangako ang Diyos? Ang Diyos ba ay reliable na pagtiwalaan sa kanyang mga pangako? Is God's reliable to His promises? But why sometimes in our Christian life ay nagkakaroon tayo ng doubt? Minsan, tunay ba Panginoon na ipoprovide mo yung aking mga pangangailangan? Tunay ba Panginoon na kung uunahin kita ay idadagdag mo na lamang yung aking mga pangangailangan? Sometimes without those promises. As an example, as a testimony rather, maraming unrighteous people akong nakasalumuha in this past year, and I just hold the promise ng Panginoon na render evil for evil, because God is the one doing the vengeance to those, and I'm claiming that promise. And sometimes I doubt, really, Lord, are you going to do the vengeance to those unrighteous people? I hold that promise. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, huwag ko daw gantihan ng kasamaan, ang kasamaang ginawa nila sa akin, because ang Panginoon ang magagawa ng paghihiganti. Sometimes I doubt those promises, kasi parang, Panginoon, parang wala namang nangyayari. At paano, ang tanong ko po, challenge ko sa inyo, paano mo nakikita ang mga pangako ng Panginoon sa buhay mo? Bakit kapag ka merong pagsubok sa buhay, hindi natin mapanghawakan ang pangako ng Panginoon? And we will see, ang Diyos ba na nangako sa atin through His Word ay reliable na pagtiwalaan? Tingnan natin po. In Hebrews chapter 6, verse number 17, wherein God, willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability of His counsel. Here, ang Diyos, God intends to show more abundantly. Kung ang tao ay nangangako sa pamamagitan ng oath, ang Diyos ay mangangako more abundantly kung kesa sa pangako ng mga tao. Ang tao, minsan hindi natin mapapagtiwalaan, pero ang Diyos, sabi niya, He intends, ninais niya, na ipakita sa atin na tayo po yung mga tagapagmana, the heirs of the promise of God, gusto niyang ipakita sa atin yung immutability of His counsel. Na gustong ipakita ng Diyos na yung kanyang layunin o yung kanyang purpose or volition is unchangeable and fixed. Ang tao minsan kapag nangako sa atin, minsan magbabago na yung kanyang volition. Ay, ayoko na palang gawin yung kanyang pinangako ko sa taong ito. Pero ang Diyos hindi po. He wants to show to us, just look at the verse, God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs, He wants to show to us that His counsel is unchangeable. Hindi ang Panginoon ay nagbabago midpoint ng kanyang pangako. Ang tao, minsan pag pinagtiwalaan mo, hindi pa tapos yung period, wala na, iniwan ka na. Pero ang Diyos, He wants to show to us. He wants to show to you and to me, to every believer, to every heirs of His promise, that His counsel or His volition or His purpose is immutable. It will never change. Just think about that. Na yung pangako example ng Diyos na langit. In John chapter 14, verse 20, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. Is His counsel immutable? Yes, hindi magbabago yan. At yan ang gustong ipakita ng Diyos. Tapat bang, reliable bang pagtiwalaan ng Panginoon? Yes, because his counsel is immutable. It will never change. Anong problema? Tayo ang nagbabago. Tayo, in reality, ang layunin ng Diyos kailanman hindi magbabago. Ang problema, wala tayong pananampalataya at wala tayong pagtitiis. Katulad ni Abraham. We don't have that. That's the reality. That's the problem sa ating mga mananampalataya. Because sometimes, kapag ka may circumstances na, inconvenience na nararanasan natin, gusto natin right now ang solusyon. But God doesn't work like that. He wants you to have patience, endurance. How long are you going to endure? How long are you going to trust me in that situation? And that's the way God is being pleased. Because without faith, you cannot please God. You cannot please God. The Bible says it is impossible to please God. Now, one thing na makita natin dito, God intends to show more abundantly. Na siya ang higit na, pinakahigit na nangangako. Kung ang tao ay nangangako, masigit ang mga pangako ng Panginoon. Gusto niyang ipakita the immutability of His counsel. And in verse 17, God confirmed His fixed purpose, His immutable counsel by an oath. Hindi lamang gusto niyang ipakita sa atin na hindi nagbabago ang kanyang volition sa atin, ang kanyang mga pangako sa kanya, sa atin, sa mga tagpagmana ng pangako ng Panginoon, He confirmed it by an oath. He confirmed it by an oath sa ng panunumpa. Just think about na sa pamamagitan po ng panunumpa, ang bawat pangako, ang bawat pangako ay masisettle. Halimbawa po, remember, pagka ang mga newly elected official ay nagkakaroon na-elect sila, lagi po merong oath. Kasi it's very important na magkaroon sila ng formal oath sa kanilang pangako, sa kanilang gagawin sa opisina. And dito, God confirmed na yung kanyang counsel is immutable by an oath. Sa pamamagitan ng panunumpa. God confirmed it by an oath. Now here, there another thing, verse 18, that by two immutable things or unchangeable things, two unchangeable things, ano yung dalawang dalawang hindi nagbabagong bagay na pwede nating hawakan sa mga pangako ng Panginoon. The two things here is, first, it was impossible for God to lie. It will never change. God will never lie. That's the first immutable thing. The second immutable thing here is, we have Jesus Christ as an immutable thing sa ating mga pangako. Now, let's elaborate it. Now, it was impossible for God to lie. We can see Titus chapter 1 verse 2 as a cross-reference for that. Na isang bagay na hindi kayang gawin ng Diyos, hindi niya kayang gawin ang makapagsinungaling. Kung sinabi ng Panginoon na kung ikaw ay uunahin mo ang kaharian ng Diyos at ang, if you will seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all your need will just be added unto you. God will never, God didn't lie about it. He never lies sa pangako ng Diyos na yan. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, kung ikaw ay magkakaroon ng kung sa yung presensya ng Diyos sa atin, especially sa ating mga New Testament believers, ay hindi na tayo iiwan ng Diyos. Kung nasaan man tayo, especially if we're fulfilling the Great Commission, I will never leave thee. Yan din ang panghawakan natin na hindi nagsinungaling ang Diyos sa pangako na yan. That's the first immutable thing. The second thing here is na makikita natin dito, the second immutable thing na binanggit dito ni Pablo is in verse 17 and verse number 19, which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, and which entereth into that within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made an high priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. The second thing, the reason why God is reliable in His promises, because we have Jesus Christ as our high priest forever. Na ang sabi dito, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is the anchor of our soul. He is the anchor of our soul. Ang anchor po ay napakahalaga po yan upang ang ship na napakalaki ay maging stable sa dalampasigan o sa port. Na kahit maulan, kahit may bagyo, kahit anong mangyari, yung barko na yon, kung siya ay naka-angkla sa seabed, hindi yung may ibo kahit gano'ng kalaki yan. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the anchor of our soul. If you are a believer this morning, just think about na whatever the situation na maranasan mo, Kristiyano, the Lord Jesus Christ is the anchor of your soul. The Lord Jesus Christ. And yung pa, the Lord Jesus Christ, He is sure and steadfast. He is firm and stable. Hindi sayang ang pagtiwalaan ng ating Panginoong Kristo. Because He is firm or stable. He is sure and steadfast. And lastly, with regards sa ating Panginoong Kristo, He enters into the veil, meaning the presence of God, for us. Tingnan niyo po ang verse number 20. The forerunner is for us. Entered is for us. The reason why the Lord Jesus Christ entered into the presence of God is because He is for us. He is for us. He entered into the veil or the presence of God as our high priest for us believers. And that's the purpose kung bakit ang Panginoong Kristo sit on the right hand of God. And that's the second immutable thing na binanggit dito ni Pablo. Na una, hindi magsisinungaling ang Panginoon. Never, it is impossible for God to lie. The second thing, with regard sa pangako ng Panginoon, we have the Lord Jesus Christ. Who is the Lord Jesus Christ? He is the anchor of your soul. Na kahit meron kang karamdaman right now, merong tangka ng buhay, na merong suliranin sa buhay, Jesus Christ is the anchor of your soul. He is sure and steadfast. Can He enter into the veil, into the presence of God, as your high priest? Na kung ikaw man ay mananalangin, natatawag sa Diyos Ama, remember that the Lord Jesus Christ is in the presence of God for you. Now, question, is God reliable sa kanyang mga pangako? Is God reliable sa kanyang mga pangako? And lastly, mapansin niyo ko in verse 18, because of those two immutable things, unchangeable things, the impossibility of God to lie and the Lord Jesus Christ, in verse 18, in the middle part of verse 18, because of those things, we might have a strong consolation, who had pled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us. Strong consolation means strong comfort. Because of those two immutable things, we can have a strong comfort. What a comfort. Na maalala mo lamang na, oh, God will never lie. God promised me eternal life. That's enough. And I have the Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of God. God would give you strong comfort. Strong comfort. Katulad ng isang taong in the Old Testament na accidenteng nakapatay, accidentally killed someone, he go to the one of the six city of refuge upang hindi siya habulin nung magigante sa kanya. That's the same thing. Na once ang isang tao yun ay nasa loob na ng city of refuge, meron siyang full assurance na I'm safe here. And dito, binanggit ni Pablo na sa pamamagitan ng two immutable things na never magsisinungaling ang Diyos at meron tayong Panginoong sa Kristo, we can have strong comfort. I like that. Strong comfort. Do you have strong comfort right now? Honestly, in your situation, in your life, in your Christian life, do you have strong comfort? Answer it. Same sarili. Do you have strong comfort? I hope we all have, because that's the exhortation of Apostle Paul, that we would have the same diligence of full assurance of hope. And we be a followers of them, specifically Abraham, who by patience and faith inherit the promise. Now, there are things na pinangako sa atin ng Panginoon na gusto kong banggitin sa inyo. Una, Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unrighteous, based on context. Ito ang pangako ng Panginoon. God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love which you have showed toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. That's the promise ng Panginoon. Habang ikaw ay naglilingkod sa Panginoon, maaaring napapagod ka, maaaring worry ka na, maaaring malapit ka na mag-burn out, just hold that promise that God will never forget your labor of love. Your labor of love. That's one of the promises. The second thing is John chapter 14, na ang Panginoon ay merong inihandang lugar sa iyo. Na kung nasaan ang Panginoong sa Kristo, ay doon din tayo. Kung ikaw ay Kristiyano right now. Pero kung ikaw ay hindi Kristiyano right now, yung mga bagay na ito parang random sa iyo o hindi mo maunawaan, kailangan mong tumalima, magsisi at manampalataya. Last promise na gusto kong ibigay sa inyo, there are many promises in the Bible, but I just speak some of them. Luke 12, 29-31. And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be a doubtful mind. Huwag daw nating saliksikin yung ating kakainin, yung ating iinumin, o magkaroon tayo ng doubtful mind. For all these things do the nation of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. O Panginoon, may pangangailangan ako. The Father knows that ye have needed those things. But rather, verse 31, Luke 12:31, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, ang question is, how is your perspective sa mga pangako ng Panginoon? And there are many promises. I just picked some of them. Now, ang challenge right now, Kristiyano, kailangan nating magkaroon tayo ng tamang pananaw sa mga pangako ng Panginoon. Na ang Diyos na ating sinasamba at pinaglilingkuran ay reliable na pagtiwalaan. Reliable siyang pagtiwalaan. Ang mundong ito, wala kang mapapagtiwalaan sa mundong ito. Kahit sinong tao, sabi ng Proverbs, vain ang magtiwala sa tao. Pero ang Diyos ay nararapat nating pagtiwalaan. Dahil una, never siyang magsisinungaling. And we have the Lord Jesus Christ as our high priest in the presence of God. Shall we pray? Ama namin Diyos po na makapangyarihan sa lahat. Salamat po, Ama, sa inyo pong pag-ibig po sa amin. Salamat, Ama, dahil meron po kayong mga pangako at iniwan po sa amin. We pray na as we examine ang aming pong pananampalataya at aming patience, tulungan niyo po kami na magkaroon ng higit na pagtitiwala po sa inyo pong mga pangako. Salamat, Ama, dahil ang pangako po ninyo ay tapat, kailanman, Ama, ay tunay at hindi po magbabago. Pinupuri namin kayo sa ngalan ng aming Panginoong Kristo. Amen. Yuko natin ang ating ulo, pikit natin ang ating mga mata.